Only 16% of Australians in science, technology, engineering, and maths are women. They're also paid a lot less than their counterparts. So why is it so low, and what needs to happen for these stats to change? Paul Van Lieshout has this report.
It's a fact. Science has, up until fairly recently, been a male-dominated industry. Researchers have found that over 2.3 million science-related articles have referred to men 81% of the time. In 50 years, only 12 out of approximately 100 science speakers at the National Press Club of Australia have been women. So why are women being portrayed as so second-rate in the field? Professor Emma Johnston is an award-winning marine scientist. She thinks not enough work is being done to bring women into science, technology, engineering, and mathematical industries. Last week, she wrote an article for the Sydney Morning Herald. The article trended on social media and gained attention of people all over the world. She also spoke at the National Press Club for the Women of Science lecture series. I started by asking her what some of the pressures are as a female scientist.
Well, it's not an easy topic to tackle because the pressures are quite complex. They begin at different times during girls' development and also as they go into university and then in the workforce. So it depends on where you're tackling the issue. But the main point is that we are not attracting as many women as we need to into the science, technology, engineering and math sectors. And then when they do get there, they're having a little bit of a tougher time getting through. Partly that's because the role models aren't there, so confidence becomes an issue, and partly because there are unconscious and conscious biases and several problems in the system that are preventing us from getting women through to the upper echelons. Some of the statistics, for example, where we are really not attracting undergraduates who are female in engineering and in IT, they're really depressing. I mean, the numbers are about 93% of the engineering undergraduates are male, 88% of the IT undergraduates are male. We're doing better in science, like physical sciences and natural sciences, and even in mathematics. But those numbers create pipeline problems in engineering and IT because they're just not the number of women coming through. Some of the other problems we have come later down the track. So where we do have 50-50 in undergraduate and even in PhDs, like in the natural sciences, 50% of the PhD graduates are women. The problems occur as they become more senior, where in fact we've only got 16% of the most senior category of university academics being women. So they're being knocked out at a later stage.
And that report was by Paul Van Lieshout.